Ready to join the tree cycle movement? The City of Tucson's tree recycling program is ready for your tree. This is not your ordinary recycling program. The Department of Environmental Services puts effort into recycling your trees and turning them into something useful. Stay with us to hear from our friend Christina Palsgrove to get all the scoop on what they do with the trees, on the dates the recycling begins, where you can take them, and what you need to remove from your tree before you gift it back to Mother Earth. We need you to spread the word, encourage people to participate, and invite your friends to join the tree recycling party. You might even want to volunteer to bring your neighbor's tree to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. Talk about bringing a smile to Mrs. Green's face. Hello, everyone. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and we're going to get down to earth and learn more about just what this tree cycling thing is all about. And as always, we would like to thank the sponsor of this show and a valued partner of Mrs. Green's World, the City of Tucson's Department of Environmental Services. Their mission is to promote a healthy Tucson community by providing innovative and effective waste management and environmental protection services, thus TreeCycle. But before we dive into the show, a quick tip from another great partner of ours, Tucson Electric Power. Since we're talking trees, did you know, and I did not, I admit this, that deciduous trees with high spreading leaves and branches should be planted to the south of your home to provide maximum summertime roof shading. And trees with foliage lower to the ground are more appropriate to the west, where shade is needed from lower afternoon sun angles. So you can actually save money on your energy bill by planting them all in the right places. And I love that tip. And for more information, you can go to TEP.com. It's all about moving forward to mitigate climate change, everybody. So now please join me in welcoming the person who knows everything there is to know about tree cycling, Christina Palsgrove. And of course she does. She's the public information officer with the City of Tucson's Environmental Services. And my friend, it's always great to have you with me. And as you can tell, I was grinning the whole time because we have a lot of fun.
Thank you. Yes, we do have a lot of fun.
And this is a big deal. Like when I was preparing for the show, I think this might be the second or third time we've done it. It might be the third. And I just want to get people excited about it because you can't throw it in your trash.
Nope.
Can't put it in the garbage can. Please don't put it in your alleys because that's a fire hazard. And with all of the buffle grass issues we have, a drying climate, just do the right thing. And it takes a little bit more effort. So how long has this program been going on? I know it's longer than we've been covering it.
This is the 22nd year the program.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not. I had to
Wasn't
look
that
back.
Before recycling was in?
Yes. We've been in TreeCycle for longer than we've been recycling.
And do you know what the motivation behind it was? Because I was really thinking about the show when I was prepping for it. Why did they start doing it? Do the Christmas trees cause problems in the landfill, or was it just to do the right thing? I mean, it's a great program, but why do you think it started?
I think it started because it was a way to help people get rid of their drying out tree.
Right.
They don't fit in the garbage can. And not all of us have trucks that we can, take to the landfill. And we can't pick them up on the side of the curb. When we went to automated trash collection, no more two people picking things up and throwing them out.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And they're so dangerous. I mean, you really have to get them out of the house and get them away from your house.
They dry out very, very quickly. And I know the fire department always does an example where they show how quickly it can catch fire. And yeah, you don't want that in your house or near your home.
And when you have a Christmas tree, a live tree, which we are still holding on to in the Murphy Darling Casa, it shocks me how it can go from feeling okay to brittle. I mean, it can be like 2 days or overnight, it seems like that. And then we just want it out because it's really kind of scary. So let's talk about some of the details. I cannot believe that you and I are sitting here across from each other and we're talking about Christmas and trees because where did that other 10 months go, right? November, here we are. When do you start accepting the trees?
The day after Christmas, December 26th is always the official start
date
for TreeCycle.
That's easy for people to remember. Yep.
And we will probably have trees the day before Christmas.
Whether you like it or not. Yeah. Do they just leave them there?
I think people, a lot of times they get the tree and maybe they're going to be out of town. So, you know, they want to make sure that they dispose of it properly before they leave. Because, you know, you don't want to leave it sitting in your house. You never know what will happen. So.
And there's a phenomenon there of, we get so excited, like we decorated from one end of this house to the other for Halloween. And it's all things that we use year after year after year. It wasn't massive purchasing. I think we bought like 3 new things this year because some of them had worn out. And we get so excited about decorating for Christmas. But when it's over, it's over. You've been looking at it for weeks. And so getting the tree out, that's always a priority for us because it starts shedding and it's bad news. So December 26th till January 14th.
Yes.
Because some people do later Christmas and they set it up. So okay, that's good to know. And I don't think you want to go through all the places. If you want to, it's your time. Because there are many. Can you just give us an idea? Maybe you should go through them so people get an idea from where in town they can go, and then we can refer them to your website.
Well, we've been very fortunate over the last, I don't know, at least 20 years to partner with Oro Valley. So
great.
Up in the Northwest, Oro Valley has at Naranja Park, they have a drop-off site, and they will only run through January 6th, but we are very fortunate to have them continue to be our partner.
High density population out there, too.
We are at out southeast from Tarita Ranch, over west to the rodeo grounds, and in the middle of town at, you know, Randolph Golf Course. So,
oh, wow. What about on the east side?
On the east side, we used to be at Udall Park, but another great partner, Fairfax Communities at
the Fairfax
Speedway
Companies.
Landfill.
Yay, Jason. Yes, yes, the Fairfax Companies, so they'll be able to be taken there.
Yes.
And then what do you do? Do you take, and then are they all collected? Or what happens to them at all of those places?
We do collect them, and we...
In big trucks.
We have them ground. And then
love that.
We have the mulch available. We use quite a bit of the mulch over at the landfill because we put it on the slopes to prevent erosion. And then we also make those wood chips available to anybody who wants them. They will be at the landfill after January 2nd.
At Los Reales?
At Los Reales Landfill, and people can bring their buckets or bring their truck and take away as much as they would like.
That's a gift.
It is.
It is a gift.
People wonder, you know, why they need to do that or why it's a positive thing to do. And by using those wood chips in your garden, you're really helping keep moisture in your soil.
Water retention, which is a really big deal, as we all know.
Yes.
More and more and more. I went to lunch with some people today, and it was a woman from Physicians for Social Responsibility, Barbara Warren, who knows so much. She's dedicated her life to this now that she's a retired physician. And we were just talking about climate reality, is what I would call it, because I was with 3 very educated women about this, the state we're in, and we talked about Tucson and how it really is hitting here already. You don't see it in the headlines, but like as a heat island, we have issues with that. So this contributes to me to the whole conversation of not having anything flammable. Sometimes you can ride down trees. We did a scavenger hunt once, and we're riding down the streets trying to look for a Christmas tree in alleys, and it wasn't hard. That's a danger to you and all your neighbors.
Absolutely.
So you've got to get really vigilant about it. And I thought if you do have a truck, it's a nice thing to be neighborly and invite people to just dump it in my truck. I think we're going to try to do that because James does have a truck and be neighborly. It's really, really...
it helps a lot of people out because most people, well, and I wouldn't say most, but a lot of people don't have a truck,
so they just have to tie it on top of their Christmas tree the way they got it in the Christmas lot. Mm-hmm. So, and then I love it, whoever thought of this, you can come get Mary Mulch. There were things that made me chuckle getting ready for this show. It's like, yep, Mary Mulch, go get your Mary mulch. And there's no limit to the amount that they can take?
As long as we have it there, we will allow people to take it.
And do you know, in past years, do a lot of people take advantage of it? Or do we need to promote it more?
Quite a few, too. I think we need to promote it more. I think quite a few people do. Certainly our urban gardeners know, and they take advantage.
Right.
But even people who just have trees or shrubs in their yard, putting those wood chips around them will really help retain moisture. And so they should consider that.
It just gave me a thought, and I'm making a note. One of the most active sites on Facebook for Tucson is Tucson Backyard Gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a very robust community. And I'll make a note to make sure we put the podcast on there. They'll let me post podcasts.
Oh, great.
And you might even want to think about doing it, because you can do it as an individual, or I can, to get the Mary mulch. I will talk to someone on our team about it, because those are the people, when you say that are vigilant about gardening and will take advantage of it.
And they understand why it's important.
Why it matters.
To put that around your shrubs. And
why it will be ever increasingly more important. I do bring it up a lot, but the IPCC report that came out from the United Nations, the International Panel on Climate Change, which is, I think, arguably the top brain trust in the world about climate reality, said 12 years we have until we get to like a catastrophic temperature. So all these little things help. It's all connected, because fires help heat the atmosphere and danger. It's all connected.
Well, I know, having been born here and have lived here all my life, that it's definitely getting warmer.
It's definitely getting
and
warmer.
We're fortunate that we haven't had some of these severe weather.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Even this summer was not severe for us. It was hot. But here it is. We're recording this in November, and everybody's walking around in shorts and short sleeves and wondering, can we get by without putting the air conditioning on today? So the summers are longer, that's for sure.
Well, most definitely.
Yeah. What about, do you have any sense at all for, and I mean, I know there's not someone there counting trees, but do you have a sense of a percentage? It's not stump the guest, you're my friend, but do you think 10% do it, or 15%, or 20%?
I think most people who get a real tree do bring it to us.
That's great. That is really great.
You know, we used to keep very good statistics about it and try to count trees and make estimates, because we don't have somebody actually standing there counting the trees.
Taking inventory.
But for a while there, you know, tree prices had gone up, and so we were seeing more people purchase fake trees, mm-hmm, artificial mm-hmm. trees, because they could be reuse them year after year. And of course, that's always a good thing too, reuse. But I think in the most recent years, we've seen a little bit of an increase, I think, because real trees have kind of come back. And, you know, some of the prices are a lot more affordable.
People. And
people,
matters.
We love the smell. We want the...
I know, that's the big thing for me. But I did a lot of research a couple of years ago for a blog, because people were asking me which is better. People that really cared, which is better. And I came to the conclusion, in a non-scientific way, just researching maybe 10 sites, that it's really better to have a real tree, because they are grown on farms and they are replanted. So you're not devastating an old growth forest. And there is the shipping. But for fake trees, the manufacturing process is not good and they off-gas. So it was like, yeah, I think I'll go with, you know, and these trees are made in America. That helps too. I like that idea. And it's a small business for people, seasonal business. But I decided that I could be guilt-free. And the other thing is, it's a good idea if you get one that you can replant, which we did in our other house for many years. Every year we got one that you could grow, and that helps.
Oh, yeah. Well, talk about planting trees.
Yeah, and then you don't have to recycle it either.
Down.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, now this is the part where I just want to have a little fun with it, because you tell me stories that sometimes make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. But I would think this is a no-brainer, and maybe that's not fair on my part. But if I am recycling a tree, no one had to tell me to take the ornaments off, to take the lights off, and to remove the tree stand, which costs a lot of money. Like, we have probably our first tree stand from, for it's maybe 30 years old. I don't know, but it's an old, sturdy one. So what are the rules about, do the trees have to be stripped naked?
They should be, yes. It's surprising to me that, you know, obviously you're not going to be able to pull off every strand of tinsel.
Right.
Which is
fine.
That's
within reason, yes.
But your ornaments, I know my ornaments are very special to me.
Me too. I wouldn't leave one on. Again, I'm getting up there, babe. They're old, a lot of them, and things the kids made and my grandkids made.
So, yeah, I don't get why people leave ornaments, but the tree stands just boggle the mind. And it's really very dangerous because if by some chance we don't take that off and it can damage the machinery, the machinery can spit some of that metal out, hitting the
operator.
Yeah, it's just very dangerous. So, yes, we ask people to please make sure that ornaments, lights, and tree stands are all removed, and also those plastic tree bags.
Oh, yeah. There's those. That's
right. I get why you want to take it there, and, you know, because it'll keep all the needles from falling off in your, you know,
when
everywhere.
You're driving over there.
But just pull it off and throw that in the trash.
It comes down to something, just use your head. It's common sense. And I don't think people do it to be mean-spirited. They might just think, oh, we're recycling it. But you just have to really be thorough and make sure, because it's going into a grinder.
Right.
So that's the thing that we have to remember, that's going to be all ground up. And I think you said this, and I really was listening, but do you use a lot of it for ground cover too, not just to prevent erosion, but do you use, I know I've been out there, I was telling somebody today that they need to go out and visit the landfill because they would think it was really exciting. Do you use it to cover, because you constantly have to be covering the trash?
We don't use it for the daily cover.
Okay.
We do, but we use it for the erosion control.
The special
on the
Christmas
slopes.
Cover? Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm. So it smells good. Okay. So what else? I mean, this is to me the beauty of a podcast. It can be as long or as short as we want. And one of the things that because we've covered everything, I mean, except where they can find out more information. That would be terrible if I forgot about the locations and these details is at.
People can look on our website at tucsonaz.gov/treecycle. And if you are technologically challenged, you can call 791-5000, which is the recycle info line.
It's really easy.
And of course, you know, we will be, when you go by that tree, we drop off posters at the tree lots. We have give them pads that they'll tear off the instructions for you when you pick up your tree and just hold on
That's
to
really
it and you'll
proactive.
Know where it's at.
Yeah. Or you could take a picture of it. That's what I'm so modern now that when I see something I want to keep it, I take a picture in my phone.
I've started doing that more and more.
When you hang around young people, that's what happens. They're like, oh, just here, let me take a picture of it. And it's so handy and so efficient and so green because you're not, you know, using any paper. I didn't know that you did that, so I think it's good that it came up. So that's the website. And the other thing is, let's be honest, you can just Google tree cycling Tucson and it'll come up. I got
Absolutely.
News for you. It'll come up in the search. What about your Facebook page? Because a lot of people are on Facebook and your Facebook page is fun and funny a lot. Are you going to be putting stuff
up
there?
Oh, yes, we will. Do more blue Tucson.
Do more blue.
Follow us.
Just rolls off your lips, really, truly. So do you have any highlights of coming attractions of things that are coming up in the next year? Are there any big announcements you want to share, the great reveal, or anything else that you want to cover?
One of the things that we are, I think, grappling with, and you and I can talk about this a lot more later, but the challenges put forth by the restrictions on recycling from China, we are still
it's really
working
everybody's
through
reeling
that.
From
and
it. Yeah.
I want to give kudos to the Arizona Daily Star for the series that they did just
recently. That was
wonderful. 30 days of information about recycling. It brought a lot of attention to the subject, so I really am very appreciative that they took that on. But it did raise questions for people, thinking that maybe recycling is just too complicated for them to do. And so one thing I would like to say for people as you think about that, it's really very simple. Plastic bottles and jugs, cardboard, which you'll have a lot of over the holidays, those metal, tin, and aluminum cans that your food and beverages come in, and paper. Just make sure the wrapping paper doesn't have any sparkly stuff on it, and it's recyclable. And if you need to think about it too much, you probably should just throw it out.
Right. Right. And that's a good standard rule of thumb. The other thing is, I was talking to our friends at Rise Equipment Recycling the other day, Ruben Behar, and they had a robust, it's a nonprofit, hire people. There was a use
train
for
them.
Everything. Train them. I mean, it's one of my favorite programs. And this China decision is horrible. If you go full circle, though, I'm never going to pass up an opportunity to say this. Everybody has to remember that the first R is reduce, because the issue is not about too much stuff to recycle. The issue is that we as consumers have to create a new paradigm about creating waste, because like I said, I am not gloom and doom. I want to rise to people's highest self. I want to appeal to their highest self. We can lick this, especially America, which consumes significantly more than any country in the world, if we start realizing the first R is reduced.
Absolutely. And it brings me to things that you and I have talked about over the years. And I always remember a few years ago when you told me that instead of buying gift bags or wrapping paper, you were going to put all your gifts in a reusable grocery tote.
And we did, and it was adorable. Even for my grandchildren, they had really pretty ones at Trader Joe's that were fun. We used some Mrs. Green's World bags, but there are really pretty ones out there. And we did use tissue paper, but to me, that's the compromise. You do like, that was like 80%. And we did. I'm so glad you remembered that, because it cuts down on stress and waste as well.
I've been looking at statistics about plastic bags, and yes, we're moving into the holiday season, and during the holidays, Americans generate 25% more waste.
Isn't that just...
From Thanksgiving to New Year's. And
it takes
love
my breath
that we're
away.
Giving and doing all these wonderful things for people and enjoying our families, but... Using a reusable bag will take the place of 700 plastic bags over its lifetime.
I love that you brought that up. Seriously, that's really astounding. And it's so easy to do. Like I said, it's pretty. And the other thing is, I think I wrote a blog a couple of weeks ago that's going to come out around Christmas, is... People love gifts. The most wonderful memories I have probably are not of any present, but playing games and the meal and laughing and singing.
The experiences.
And even with my grandkids, getting them games so that there's something for us to do after that, and laughing and spending time together. And also, anyone can get me a gift to a restaurant, a gift certificate, a gift card, because that's another thing. You can do that or offer to babysit or whatever. So just, I think we should think creatively. And it's not to get away from the money. It's to get closer to the meaning of
Absolutely.
Just doing something meaningful like that. My friend makes me cookies every year for my birthday, and every year I tell her don't do it because they're those peanut butter ones with the Hershey's Kiss. I know. Mm-hmm. I wish we could see your face here. But it's like, let's just, and I'm still wanting her to do that. I'll just do an extra Orange Theory class or something. But I just, that's one of the most, and I remember every year what I get from her because that's what she does. So it's always a pleasure. The time always flies. And remember, people, climate change is real. It's upon us. And you can be a part of the solution. So don't be daunted, be inspired, and taking care of things this Christmas is a big step. Okay, on December 11th, we're hoping Grant Reed and Jamie Vandermeer from Botswana, Africa, Training Day. We are going to try to record that next week. Recording something with someone in Botswana out on a, it's been a challenge. So we're going to try again next week to do that because it will be such a great show. These guys are hilarious. It's not your average training camp for guides. I'm not signing up. That's all I'm going to say. And on December 13th, Jeff Christensen, CEO of Encompass Health Rehabilitation Institute of Tucson. And it's all about selecting rehabilitation services. And trust me, it's apples versus oranges. And until that was submitted for us as a guest from TMC, I didn't really know what to look for. And boy, is there a big difference. So Christina Paulsgrove, as always, thanks. It was fun.
Thank you.
And I hope we all learned something. Just remember, everybody, tree cycle, make it a great green day.